yesterday. This art show is this weekend. It's the 97 Rock Classic Rock Art Show for the first time ever in Buffalo. And the best part is, it's free. And we'll be at Eastern Hills Mall this weekend. All kinds of cool stuff that we'll tell you about. Now, there are some things available that you could buy if you wanted. And part of the proceeds goes to Make-A-Wish.
And these are things that are not like you can get anywhere else. I mean, it's, you know,
well,
it's
before
like
I tell you, and it's way too many to mention. I mean, I've got a stack of the whole, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of things here.
Right.
That I couldn't, but I'll hit some of the highlights. But I thought I could guess your most prized art. Well, like, this isn't all art, too. It's like a lot of it is photographs. There's a picture of Jerry Garcia. There's Pete Townsend in San Francisco. A lot of these by famous rock and roll photographers that did album photos and things like that. Some of the things are autographed. Some, here's Mick Jagger. A nice piece of photograph signed by the photographer. Some are signed by the artist. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Neil Young.
Jerry Garcia work. I saw that on the list of stuff.
I think this one is a Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's like it was an alternate photo. Like, some of these you'll recognize and go, gee, that looks kind of like the one Eagles album cover. Well, because it was another photo that was like they could have used, but they picked one slightly different. So it's just cool to kind of see some of that. And some of them are signed by the bands. They're, a lot of them are limited edition and so forth. Some works of art are actually paintings done by rock and rollers like Lennon and McCartney. Here's handwritten lyrics from Graham Nash.
Oh, cool.
That you can buy with a limited edition signature.
Those are interesting
on there.
Things too. If you ever see them when they cross words out, you know, write little notes to themselves off to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the only handwritten lyrics I ever saw was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It was really?
Like Bruce Springsteen's or something for Murder Incorporated, that song. And he originally wanted it on the
Enron Incorporated. I know, and he changed it.
No, he wanted it on the Born in the USA album.
Oh,
and there's like notes on it. I'm like, that's so cool.
Well, this is a lot of handwritten lyrics and pieces of art and photographs and stuff like that. I remember there was a John Lennon show in town a while back, and that was people were really into it.
That was at the Albright Knox. Right, I wasn't Yoko.
No, that was the Brown Bag Show. That was different. This was like at a hotel ballroom, and you could see the stuff and buy some if you wanted. This is a much bigger scale, a lot more stuff, and all kinds of different classic rock artists. And again, that's this Saturday and Sunday. That's just some of the highlights. It's totally free to check it out. And if you know, some of the stuff for sale if you want to buy some.
And we'll all be there throughout the weekend. Me, JP, Russo, all of us.
We'll all be out there. I would want to be there to see it anyway, because this sounds pretty cool. Oh, here's a Paul McCartney thing. Big mountain face, picture of a head painted, unframed, also available framed. Paul McCartney beach towels. McCartney began drawing, sketching, occasionally painting as a schoolboy. This is an actual painting Paul McCartney did. And this is kind of cool stuff. I would think your most collectible thing like that is your signed photo of Sammy Davis. I'm guessing no from the hesitation.
Yeah, no. Do you know why it's not? Because Sammy Davis is one of those things you have to have an acquired taste for.
He's your favorite.
So to me, it's big.
Right.
To other people, they're like, oh, wow, you own a ticket to an Elvis concert? You know, I mean, they think that's cool.
Right. So what is it to you? What to you is the coolest thing?
My Dolly Parton salt and pepper shakers.
You are kidding.
I am
okay,
joking.
Okay, all right.
I'm joking. They're too
very
oregano.
What is your favorite?
My favorite thing that I own, honestly, and you'll laugh, is the Sammy Davis condiments. I mean, I just think that's the coolest thing.
I mentioned that before, Sammy Davis.
Mean mustard, crazy ketchup, rad relish. All under the Sammy Davis logo.
Yeah. See, now you would think.
Now you put that up on display. I would never, you know.
Yeah. I'm not sure that would really fit into the art show. But, hey, you never know.
Weren't you going to sell it on eBay or something?
I tried to.
And no one wanted it. What does that tell you?
No, someone did want it, but I'm not letting a jar of mustard go for $9, please.
I have some, I have a collectible Beatle album and stuff, but my coolest thing in thinking about this is a picture of me and Paul McCartney. That's probably my coolest, like, rock and roll. Picture me and Paul McCartney.
See, I have a picture of me holding that picture of you and Paul McCartney. I got it autographed by the actual person that took the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a picture of me and Elvis
Presley?
Impersonator in Los Angeles.
I got me and Ringo, too, and the Police and, you know, a lot of other bands. But me and Paul McCartney is, that is the absolute coolest. Now, you will not see that at this show, but you'll see things that Paul McCartney painted.
But it brings the question of what does the listener own?
Everybody has something. Sure. Everybody has either a photo with a celebrity or an autograph from a celebrity or maybe a signed album or something.
And the cool thing is if you, when you call us, let us know how you got it. I mean, we're not looking for, you know, I bought it on eBay unless it's something really outrageous. But it's, you know, hey, I went backstage and I got these sticks from Phil Collins or what, you know what I mean?
Hi, 97 Rock. Do you have something cool like that?
I got a Van Halen guitar.
Really? Now, how did you get that?
Pardon me? You
must have bought that somewhere.
No, actually, I went to their concert 10 years ago.
And stole it? What?
No, I got it through another radio station.
Okay. So what, you got a guitar, and then they autographed it for you, and then they said, be on your way?
I stayed there. I hung out with the band. I drank with them.
Cool.
Yeah. I met Van Halen. In fact, that was probably one of the coolest things for my son, is I took my son backstage to meet Van Halen for his first concert when he was, like, 12.
Oh, cool.
And so he's got him picture. In fact, he was just cleaning out his room, and he's got, like, the T-shirt signed by the band and everything. Everybody has something.
I can't
like
wait
that.
And, like, till I can get to that point with my kids, because right now I have no interest in going backstage to see the Wiggles.
Yeah.
Krista, you must have something.
Yeah, I have a CD autograph I went to the members of Styx.
We're laughing because
we all got those.
Hello, 97 Rock. You got something cool and collectible?
Yes. I actually met and have a photo with the Rolling Stones.
How'd you meet them?
Wow.
I won a contest. This is probably going back about 10 years. They were up in Toronto, and I won a package where I got a stadium jacket with the Rolling Stones on it. We got to party backstage with them before the concert, a limo ride up and back. It was just a really awesome time.
Cool. I was backstage when the Stones were at the time, Rich Stadium, but it was one of those things like, there they are, but you're not supposed to go up and talk to them.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre, you know. Like, I was backstage with The Who, and you had to, like, casually walk over to Roger Daltrey and go, you mind a photo? Quick photo.
Now, Roger Daltrey, I remember being at the Pierce Arrow at the Evans Plaza. Had to be in the late 70s, maybe, and this girl had just slept with Roger Daltrey. And she came in, and everybody was all abuzz that this chick slept with Roger Daltrey. And then she brought Roger Daltrey to the Pierce Arrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she wasn't lying.
Mm. Right. So that was pretty cool.
I've got him at home. He's in the bed still.
Right. So what's the coolest thing you? I owe Roger's kid.
Yeah.
Hello. Child.
97 Rock, you have some piece of rock and roll collectible or memorabilia?
Yep, I got some pictures of me and Leonard Skinner.
You and Leonard Skinner. Now, with Ronnie Van Zant before the plane crash, or?
No, after.
The newer group, his brother and stuff.
Or the old gym teacher.
Yep.
It is a collectible album if you have it, the original Street Survivors album where it had the band with all the flames. They pulled that off the market and changed it to an all-black cover. If you have the original, that's worth some money.
Remember when everybody thought it was going to be a cool thing to have that colored Meatloaf album, the Meatloaf
picture disc?
The picture disc.
Oh, I was big into those.
And everybody got one. I mean, it was like you get them inside your cereal.
It was like one of those things where everybody was collecting. JP and I were collecting them, and it's like, they were worth nothing.
Dime a dozen. Yeah.
Right.
Hello, 97 Rock.
Yes, I got a couple of photos, but they're sports photos. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like what?
Dr. Jerry Buss from the Lakers.
And how'd you see him?
Well, we were on vacation in L.A., and we went up to the Forum to look at some of the trophies and stuff of that in the ticket office. And as we were leaving, he pulled up in a limousine and came out and shook our hands and talked with us for about 10, 15 minutes. We got pictures with him.
And who was the other one?
Well, although I'm a Celtics fan, the other one is I got a picture of me and Larry Bird, and he was signing one of my Pizza Hut basketballs.
Cool. Oh, that's cool. Larry Bird, that's a great legend. Yeah. I actually met Wayne Gretzky once at FAO Schwartz in New York. We were there on vacation.
He was there shopping,
He was just there shopping with his wife and kids. And I, you know, nicely went over and asked for a picture. So I was like, hey, that's you and Wayne Gretzky.
For some reason, I remember having a styrofoam cup from some, like, rock. Like, I was backstage, and some rock band member left their cup of water,
and
I took the cup, but I don't remember who it is now.
Makes it kind of less collectible when you don't know who it was.
I threw it out, so it must have been, like, some schlumpy band.
Good.
That's a good story. good story.
I have nothing. You guys see, everyone has something. I have nothing.
I got
nothing.
An autographed
CD from the guy from
Thermos,
Specs.
From the guys from Poco, but I threw it out in the recyclable bin.
He was probably someone that was actually in the studio.
You have no Bills autographs or anything?
No.
What do you want, Chris?
To me, autographs, though, are like, it's someone's signature on a piece of paper.
Well, autographs, to me, are only cool if you got it yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then you know. You saw them sign
it. Right.
You were with them. You know,
but even that, I used to have autographs, and they were like in a drawer. Okay, yeah. Now what?
Hi, 97 Rock.
Hi.
You got something cool like that?
I've got a scarf from Elvis Presley, and I got a kiss from him. I was in the front of the stage, and I got a kiss.
This was at where? What concert?
When he was up at the convention center.
Yes, in Niagara Falls.
So, but that was his Fat Boy tour. That was like right before he died, right?
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, I got a skiff.
That was
I'm jealous.
From him, and then I got from Terry Buckwell. I got a scarf and a kiss from him, and I got an autograph.
Who was the better kisser, Elvis or Terry Buckwell?
Elvis.
Now, Elvis, though, that you know why your scarf is probably even worth more is that's probably got pure amphetamine sweat on it, you know? Because
cool,
that's when
cool.
He was all... And speaking of Terry Buckwell, lady, for $20, you could bowl them if you wanted.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what? I bet she'd kiss you if you wanted, you know.
Elvis all over again.
Hello, 97 Rock. You have some cool collectible?
Yep.
What?
I was at 97 Rock, or I was... Sorry, man. I was at a Rob Zombie concert.
Yeah.
And... The drummer, Testita, threw his drumsticks out,
uh-huh.
And I caught one,
uh-huh.
And this girl was playing with the other one,
uh-huh.
And she let me get hers,
uh-huh.
And I snuck up on the tour bus and got the autograph.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Difficult to get
that's
drumsticks autographed, too. Got to write very small. Hello, 97 Rock.
Good morning.
Yeah, what do you got?
I've got a rose that Stevie Nicks gave me from a concert at the auditorium.
Cool.
Now, Stevie Nicks gave it to her, she threw it out into the audience.
Well, let's put it this way. I was on the side, and I had my hand out, and she walked over, and she... You know,
you ripped it out of her hand. Is what you're saying?
Hopefully, gave it to me.
Yeah. Now, was this when she was hot, or was when she would look like
she
Elvis?
It's like 1978, 79.
Oh, okay. And she was skinny from all
neat.
The coke.
Neat. Hello, right. 97 Rock.
No.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got an autographed picture of Gene Simmons back from the 70s when he was in full garb there.
Yeah.
Was it a picture of you and Gene, or just a picture that you had, and then you saw him somewhere and got him to autograph it?
Yeah, I had saw him at the concert backstage.
Cool. All right. Well,
that's
they're coming
cool
back again,
to do,
too.
Yeah.
Hi, 97 Rock. Hello, 97 Rock. All right, people are hanging up. Hello, 97 Rock, last one.
Hey, I shook Ronald Reagan's hand in 1987 in Washington, D.C.
And then shot him.
you shook his hand? Did you, how'd you meet him?
I met him because a friend of mine was working for the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and she got me a ticket to an event called the Executive Forum.
Cool.
And it was kind of like a pep rally for the near the end of the outgoing administration.
Gotcha. Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, to shake the hand of a president, you know, it's got to be right up there.
And he rocks out.
We saw, look at, I mean.
We were kind of excited when we saw George W. when he was in town.
Right.
And he right. just drove by and waved to us. I know he was waving specifically at us.
And I have a cup that the Secret Service guy protecting him left behind.
But I threw it out.
Yeah. So I didn't know his name.
Well, the 97 Rock Classic Rock Art Show. First time ever in Buffalo. Free admission this Saturday and Sunday at Eastern Hills. Works of art created by classic rock musicians, as well as famous rock and roll photographs, handwritten lyrics and stuff. Eastern Hills Mall, Saturday and Sunday. Never before seen exhibit. Free, open to the public, and everything on display, and lots of stuff available to buy with part of the proceeds going to benefit Make-A-Wish. That is this weekend. It's 8:27. It's already 75 degrees. It's going up to almost 85. Hot and sticky today. And Steppenwolf on 97 Rock.